Welcome to episode 1 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. This episode is called Taboo Review, Myra Breckinridge by Madeira D'Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody. Here he is right now.
So maybe you never heard of Myra Breckinridge. Not surprising. You know, we must look back all the way to the year 1968 to learn about this film. And that was when Gore Vidal published a novel named, are you ready? Myra Breckinridge. What a name, huh? The author, Gore Vidal, lived 86 years, and he is known certainly as one of the most prolific American writers. His works frequently probed, you know, the social and sexual aspects of human society. Myra Breckinridge, the novel, not the movie, the novel is a satire. And that's a good thing. He was well known for that, Gore Vidal. It had featured biting criticisms of what Gore Vidal saw as indignities inflicted upon gay men by the hetero majority. Since Gore Vidal himself was gay, the subject of his novel makes perfect sense, I think, anyway. But this is a taboo review of the movie version that was released in 1970, which honestly made little, if any, sense at all. The quickest way to express what the movie is all about is to say this, okay? It dealt with a trans woman striking out against the hetero majority. This was 1970, right? And it stands as one of the first Hollywood films to depict a trans woman character as the lead. Very radical for 1970. Of course, in 2024, you may remember the film Emilia Perez depicted a trans woman as the lead, but that's the subject for another Taboo Review podcast episode later on. So back to Myra Breckinridge, the movie. It fails on so many levels in storytelling and as a Hollywood movie. Some have even called the movie Myra Breckinridge the worst movie ever made, but I don't agree with that. My vote would go to The Green Berets from 1968, starring John Wayne. It was essentially a propaganda film to boost support for the Vietnam War in 1968. Really worked well, no. So Green Berets, to me, the worst movie ever made. If you happen to want to see an on-screen depiction of a muscular, masculine man getting anally raped with a broomstick wielded by a trans woman, well, then Myra Breckinridge might just be your kind of movie. Others, I think, have very little reason to pay attention to this film. It's important to say that this movie from Hollywood from 55 years ago is not at all fair to trans women. In fact, this film, Myra Breckinridge, is cruel, I think, to trans women because of its heavy-handedness and its melodramatic sarcasm. For example, the gender surgery at the very start of the movie sets a wrongful tone. Very wrong. Myron Breckinridge, a man, undergoes surgery to become female, and he takes the name Myra Breckinridge. And you can blame Gore Vidal for this, you know, not so clever, but that was what it was in the novel. So she, the character Myra Breckinridge, sets out to get revenge, aggressive revenge, against the hetero majority in 1960s Hollywood. Yes, the story is a movie about hetero majority problems in 1960s Hollywood. Well, who cares, you know? It was intended to be a satire following in the footsteps of the celebrated 1968 novel, but the depiction of the trans woman character easily will offend just about everyone, regardless of their gender. The movie Myra Breckinridge stars Raquel Welch in the lead role. She is best remembered, honestly, for her beauty on the big screen and for a long career starring in internationally released, usually sexually themed roles. Believe it or not, Raquel Welch appeared in live shows in Las Vegas. Famously, she was the opening act at the Las Vegas Hilton for Elvis Presley. Yeah, I'm not making this up. Myra Breckinridge, also the movie, was one of the first films in which Farrah Fawcett appeared as a major character. She was then in her early 20s, Farrah Fawcett. So, Myra Breckinridge, what do I think? Thumbs down, everything down, bad cinema, just bad. If you want a few laughs, you can go somewhere else. It's not worth it, I tell you. You have other choices that are far better. So skip Myra Breckinridge, the 1970 movie about a trans woman getting revenge on the hetero injustices in Hollywood. That's it. See you next time.
You have been listening to episode 1 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. The title of this episode was Taboo Review, Myra Breckinridge, by Madeira D'Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody. Thank you for listening to the Taboo Podcast from Vegas.